made the mistake of wearing my brand new Hoochie Daddy shorts today, and I've been catcalled 17 times. Like, hey boy, what that pee-pee do? I don't know, it pees. It's small, leave me alone.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
As Chrissy and I have always said on the show, and we will continue to say, if you like it, so does someone else.
Exactly.
If you're into it, so is someone else.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
To as long as
their
it's own.
Two consenting adults.
Right.
Or, you know, four by fours.
Or a car.
Two by fours.
Or a car that's over 21.
As long as the car is over 21 years old, and there's, you know, they say yes or honk twice for
in
yes.
In Arkansas, it's younger, though.
Yeah, it's 16 in Arkansas, but, you know, they're working on it over there.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Attitudes and Platitudes, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I was reading some of our newly minted reviews on Apple, and I think this is interesting. I'll read this one real quick to you if you have the time, Chrissy.
I don't know.
Will you make time for me?
Be quick.
Be quick. All right. Welcome to my life. Be quick. Said no woman to me ever. Be quick. Well, one time, actually. I'll tell that story if you want it. It says, this is from The Real Brian with a Y is the name that was used on the review. Well, my name is Brian, also spelled with a Y. I am also a middle-aged balding man with lots of dumb stories. I realized I, too, could have a podcast just as successful as yours. That's not saying much, Brian with a Y. You have inspired me. I think I can totally do this, too. I'm going to call my podcast The Commercial Interruption.
Oh, coming for us.
I am only missing a beautiful co-host.
Aww.
I may need to figure out a way to borrow Chrissy. I love you guys. I start every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday work days with y'all. Say hi to Frankie's Follicles for me. Well, we will do that for sure. Brian with a Y. You cannot steal Chrissy, and not anybody can do a mediocre podcast. It takes a lot of not trying to get this guy, this level of professionalism, Chrissy.
Well, what's the falling upwards?
Falling upwards, da-da-da. You remember the other day we were talking about Apple CarPlay and
yes,
how it would play songs
yes.
every time? Okay. You remember how I was singing that song to you that comes on every once in a while, that Falling Slowly song by Glenn Hassard?
Yes.
I swear on all that's holy, I get in the... It's been playing...
Speaking of holy.
Lion on the Lamb for like 5 days in a row. The minute we stopped recording that, I went in the car to go take the kids somewhere, and that Falling Slowly song came on. Not only is Apple Music fucking with us in our CarPlay, but Apple Music is then listening to us and telling us which
they
song
are.
That we...
Yeah, our phones are just listening.
They are listening. It's crazy. We've talked
I've
about this before.
It.
Have you accepted it?
Yeah. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm too lazy to do anything
yeah,
about it.
Exactly. I don't have the time, actually, to sit there and try and do anything about it.
No, you're not going to... It's like swimming upstream. What do you...
Yes.
The cat's out of the bag, the proverbial
hard.
Bag. It does seem very hard. It seems hard to have a podcast where we talk about things. It's so difficult. Good luck, Brian, with a Y on starting a successful podcast of your own.
No, I'm saying it seems hard to try and change anything to do with your phone.
No, you're not going to change anything.
I'm updating the iOS, and I'm going through the motions, and Google Maps is tracking me, and everybody's tracking everything.
That's it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I've accepted it.
They even know when you're snoring or waking up in the middle of the night.
I mean, I specifically have my Apple Watch.
Do you wear your watch at night?
Yes, to track my sleep.
How do you wear your watch at night? That seems so irritating to me.
Yeah.
So do you ever take it off?
Yeah, when I take a shower.
That's it?
Every day.
Just when you take a shower?
And that charges it up. Mm. And then, yeah.
Hmm. I call gross on Chrissy. Gross for wearing it while you sleep. All those
Why?
Dead skin cells just collecting
no,
under that watch.
I wash my band and stuff.
Okay, well.
I've got the band that you can wash.
Why can't we have cameras in Chrissy's house? This is the question I've been asking for 300 episodes. Why? Just a few, Jeff. Just a few cameras so I can check in on you guys and see what's doing. Any of the personal
of
moments, I won't share those with anybody. I'll put them on the server and I'll send a link to the rest of the TCB team so that they can see if they can find good content. It's just for the show, Jeff. It's just for the show.
Massage for Chrissy.
Massage for Chrissy. The fuck was that?
Well, that's from the link I got.
I know what it is. Okay. I'm saying fuckery is Tina sending that to you for?
I don't know.
Tina, someone that works on our show. We thought we had a security issue here at the commercial
break. Compromised.
We've been compromised. Brian sent out a red alert message.
I said, do you know if Tina's been compromised? And you said, what is compromised?
Compromised? Yes, Tina's been compromised lots. I mean, I don't know personally, but I can only assume. I've known the girl for 40 years. Tina, who works with us here, she forwarded an email to Chrissy that said, about that Florida vacation. And then there was no words on the email. It just said massageforher.com. And when you go to it, what does she call it? A dingly dangly fingerly bangly or something?
Yeah.
It's a place where you hire guys to whack
confused.
You off.
I thought for sure there had been a compromisation. Is that a word?
No, it absolutely is not. But it wouldn't be the first or last time we're going to use a comprisable situation. It's a comprisable situation.
I like compromisation.
Compromisation. So we thought we had been compromised, comprisonal, a comprisonal situation.
Fished, infiltrated,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call
that
it.
That seemed a little fishy, no pun intended. But so you go to the website, and what it is are men for hire to massage your beautiful body, all with their shirts off, all have perfect 10 bodies, all lovely men in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, it's kind of like Russian mail order bride, only you're ordering a couple fingers, I guess. A couple digit manipulations. Which, hey, listen, consulting adults, I don't have any problem
each
with
to
it.
Each to their own.
Yeah, I think we talked about, I mean, I know we've talked about this, but you've never, do you get massaged by guys or by girls?
I've had both. But
yeah.
But the person that I regularly use is a woman.
Yeah, okay, so you prefer women.
No, I mean, I prefer whoever's best.
Okay. What is the question?
I was compromised in Italy one time with a massage.
Oh, yeah. But that was a woman, right?
No, it was a man.
It was a man? Yeah. And he was like all up on your boobs, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. He was giving you a full boob massage?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you not think at the moment, like, holy shit, this is kind of weird?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
But I was like, I'm in
Italy.
Tuscany.
Yeah. When in Rome, literally. when literally in Rome, you literally do what the Romans do,
I know,
right?
So yeah,
that's what
it.
I thought about my Boscolo massage.
Uh-huh.
I thought this is definitely getting a little too close for comfort, but maybe this is just the way that
it is. The way it is,
yeah.
It's the way they do things.
Here we are at this 5-star hotel, and by 5-star I mean 2-star, but in my head it's 5-star because 1-star is
a 5-star location.
I was in a 5-star location at a 2-star hotel. Yeah. That's right. But at this very, you know, well-known, long-running hotel brand in Rome, and maybe that's just the way they do it in Rome.
Yes, that's what I told myself. I was like, Jennifer Aniston gets this done, you know.
All the time?
Well.
I mean, can you imagine
being
the masseuse?
When I came downstairs to talk with my sister,
yeah,
because she had gotten the same thing too, but she had a woman. And she goes, well, I can only imagine what you just got.
Because did the woman also massage her boobs too?
No, but went around. Yeah.
Like around. There are pectoral muscles.
Yeah. Because I'm really using my pecs.
Yes.
And I'm in vacation in Italy. They're sore.
He's using his dictoral muscles to massage your pectoral muscles.
Is he telling all his friends, like, look at this American woman.
Yeah.
Just let me do this.
You wonder.
Probably.
I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know what the customs are either. I'd love to hear from people out there who have traveled to Europe, more specifically Italy, since this has happened to both Chrissy and yes. I in Italy. If you had a massage, if that massage went a little sideways, like it got a little too close for comfort, because I've told the story about the Boscolo massage, that I also had a massage in Italy, literally in Rome, in this hotel called the Boscolo. And when we were sitting upstairs inside of the spa, quote unquote, waiting for the ladies to show up, we were sitting in this reception area, right. And two women came out at the exact same time, my wife and I having a massage at the same time. One of them was literally Olga. I mean, Olga,
yes,
right?
I know.
An older
yes.
lady, a babushka, a big old lady.
Strong. Big, yeah.
That person had been around many blocks, mm-hmm. right? She looked like the kind of woman you'd want to cook soup for you if end of days was coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like that kind of woman.
Yes.
And then
potatoes are involved in that.
Yes, so. That's right. She looked like she was overweight, but she was just hiding potatoes from the famine. And then there was a 20-something-year-old Eastern European woman who was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
If this had been America, clearly we know which person would have gone with which person, because that's just like an unspoken rule. You don't send the hot girl with the married guy. You give the babushka to the married guy and you let the hot girl do the wife, right? That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I think that's just like, I don't know, there's a little bit of common sense being used there. But in this
just to
case,
be sure.
Yeah. And so I thought to
not
myself,
that there would be anything, but just to be
no,
sure.
No, just to be sure. Just to be sure that you're not arousing any jealousies or anything like that.
Right.
This isn't going to turn into
arousing
an episode.
Arousing something else.
That's right. This is not going to turn into an episode of Real Housewives of Rome, right? Of Boscolo. So, but when they crisscrossed the room and the young lady started walking toward me, I was like, well, it's my lucky day, I guess. But I was, I love my wife. I'm not going to do anything. I've never had a massage that's anything but a massage.
Right.
When we got into that room, however, I think we came pretty close to doing something besides massaging. I don't know what you would call it. Massaging my cock, I guess. But that girl. Well,
there's a muscle there.
Yeah, there's a muscle right on your lower abdomen, your pubic bone, where the pubic hair starts. I didn't know, but I found out.
That's your lower abdomen.
I know. Yeah. Why are you rubbing my lower abdomen? What could possibly be tight down there? And it was a rather touch-and-go situation, no pun intended there, for just a couple minutes.
The only other thing I've had close to anything that was kind of, you know, questionable, perhaps, was off Buford Highway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our good friend Rachel, before I got married, took me to the place.
Happy Feet? Did she take you to Happy Feet?
Yes.
Happy Feet is the only other place where I've had questionable activities with a girl actually asked me directly.
We were laughing later, and she's like, Rachel was like, I'm pretty sure like that.
You were being approached.
Something happened there. And I was like, me too. But we'd had so much wine before.
We didn't know? You didn't care?
I was like, well, it's close, but I don't know.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Did you get touched inappropriately?
Yeah.
Like in the butthole?
They came very close.
In under the crotch?
It was very, yeah, all of
like
that
he
region.
Just kind of went like this? Like
I mean,
gave
not,
you a little...
not no penetration
okay.
of anything.
No, of course
but
not. Yeah.
Like all up in there.
But he was touching your grundle sack. He was under your grundle.
Yes.
He was fondling your grundling. Well, that's funny because the same company, but different location, mm-hmm. Rachel and I went to one time. We get the Happy Feet done. Like, it's a foot massage place.
Yeah, you get the foot massage
But then
first.
They ask you if you want a massage.
And you say yes.
Of course you do. Now you're all in the mood. You're like, yeah, why not? Go up to my dick, I guess. Sure, why not? But it was the first massage. Well, not the first massage I've ever had, but it was one of the first massages I have ever had. This is a long time ago, 15, 16, 17 years ago. And I had one massage when I was married to my ex-wife, and now this is like massage number two. But I decided to go for it because I'm like, it's right across the street. I've had a rather pleasant experience, her massaging my feet.
Right.
It was an older lady. And we get back into the room, and I don't know the first thing to do because this is the first time I've ever had a massage. So I really don't know. So I take my shirt off, and I have my jeans on.
Mm-hmm. And you left your jeans on?
I left my jeans on because I thought she's going to give me a back massage. Why do I need to take anything else off? I'm such a newbie. So I get in and she's like, no, take your jeans off. And I'm like, no. And she goes, no, take pants off. And I'm like, okay, I guess, right? So, but she stands there
went
in the
Buford
room.
Highway.
Yeah, went on Buford Highway. Went on Moore's Mill. Do as Moore's Mills people do. So she's standing there right in the room. So I kind of take my off. I'm wearing boxers at the time. And then I go to jump back on the table. And she's like, no.
Take it all off.
She pulled it off.
Oh.
She pulled my pants off. She pulled my
this
underwear
is amazing.
Down. It was unbelievable. And I just thought that's the way it goes. Right? But then she just got a little close on some stuff. And then I think she was trying to ask me if I wanted extra. She was like, you want extra? And I was like, no extra. I didn't think about it at the time. But then when I left and a couple weeks later, I was telling this story to a friend. And he was like, she was asking me if you wanted a happy ending.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the fuck is a happy ending? She's like, well, she would have whacked you off. And I'm like, whacked me off. That girl wouldn't have whacked me off. No. She was like 80. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who really cares?
I think just go home and do my own EPM.
Yeah, you go. Close your eyes. Calgon, take me away. You know what I'm saying? Calgon, take me away. Happy feet, take me away.
Seriously.
I wake up and she's whacking me off with her foot. That was the best foot job I've ever had. I would love to know. You know, there's a massage place up the corner here. And it's no secret what that massage place is. It's in a small...
Is it called Tokyo Spa?
No, it's not called Tokyo Spa.
But those ones that you see on the interstate.
Yes.
I'm always like, well...
Oh, of course you know what they are. Please. Is it anything else but a Jack Shack? It's actually like, I don't understand why the police, if they're so ready to get people in jail, just don't go to every place called Asian Spa, Happy Spa, Japanese Spa. I'm not saying that I'm not talking about the race of the human beings in there, but it's just kind of like ubiquitous, the name.
Yes.
Because there are lots of places. There's one here. It was called Happy Spa or whatever. And it's been there since I moved here. It's in a little strip mall. The strip mall looks like a one big house. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're offices, tiny little offices. It was built in the 70s. There's nothing else in there except for an old, you know, Greek restaurant. And that's it. It's a Greek restaurant. It's a bunch of small offices. And on the corner is this big neon open sign that is on 24 hours a day. There is never a car in front, and it says Happy Spa with the phone number. Well, you can Google them for a website, and you know what you're going to see?
Nothing.
Yeah. Not your favorite masseuse waiting there, like not Olga waiting there to give you a nice massage. What you see is women in various states of undress. Mm. And some of them look really young. I mean, it's like, it's clear what's going on there. They're in lingerie. They're, you know, one nipple's hanging out. Is this the kind of massage I'm going to get? I hope so.
Yeah.
And my wife will let me go. I told her one time I was going to do it for show research.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No,
all in the name of research.
Homie, don't play that game. That's stupid.
Don't.
But the other day, they changed their name to Hot Stone Massage.
Oh.
The couple
they're
times
up
that
their
I...
their game.
Yes. The couple times I have seen cars parked out front, I have seen... big old like Bubba trucks hanging out front, right? Big old Ford trucks with big wheels. But then there is always, if there is a car in front, there is always another car that's parked there. Let's call it a Dodge Charger or whatever. And that Dodge Charger always seems to have a relatively big, strong man sitting in the front of the car. Always. There is always
He's
a car
the
in
muscle.
The park. He's the muscle. Mm-hmm. That's right. So I figured all this shit out. And then one time I saw a girl walk out of there. She had like a full bag, like, you know, makeup bag and a bag. And she was walking to the bus stop or whatever. It was clear as day what's going on in there. Someone's getting a blowjob. That's it.
What? Who was it that got caught? Wasn't it? Well, I mean, a lot of people have gotten caught. But was it the owner
of the Washington
Patriots?
Redskins?
I thought it was the owner of the Patriots.
Was it the Redskins or the Patriots?
I can't remember, but he was like full on busted. In Florida.
Oh, yeah. They had like a video of him getting a hand shandy. And he's like, yeah. And? Yeah. Dan Snyder. Was it Dan Snyder, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Dan Snyder.
I thought it was another Patriots.
I honestly, we have a friend who does this kind of massage work. It's like sexual, energetic, healing work, right? It's a little bit different. It's not like Jack Shack type stuff. It's, I'm going to teach you how to be a better lover by actually teaching you how to be a better lover. Hands-on classes, right? Yes. The kind of tutoring you really want when you're in this type of situation. But I see there's real value in this. Like, listen to her explain it, and you have real value.
You're convinced.
Yeah.
No, you're
totally.
Absolutely convinced. 100. And I mean, who doesn't want to be a better lover?
Yeah. Hot bone massage is a different... Hot bone massage.
Hot bone
massage down the street. I think it's a little bit more transactional than
it
that,
is.
Right? You're not looking to get sexual healing. You're actually just looking to get sex. Again, no problems with it. The very real problem comes when women are trafficked to do this type of work.
Oh, God.
There's the situation that's a little bit upsetting.
Yes.
But I have to imagine, if we just for one second put away our puritanical views on everything and said consenting adults are consenting adults and let them do exactly what they'd like to do, as long as they're not harming anybody.
It's legal out in Nevada.
In some small places, yeah, you can go to a brothel.
The Bunny Ranch. Remember that show that was on HBO?
I do. Yeah. It was really fascinating
for the first
three seasons.
Yeah. And after a while, I was like, okay.
I talked to a girl one time at a party that she was there to do a dance and do a twirl, right? She was a dancer. She was an erotic dancer, like a sex worker, essentially. And I talked to her on the back porch for like a half an hour. And what she told me...
Because this is what you do.
Well, because that's what you do. Yeah.
And you always make friends with everybody.
I make friends with everybody. Yes. Especially the hot sex worker at the party.
Especially the hot girls.
I'm trying to get a freebie.
The bartenders, yeah, the dancers.
The bartenders, the dancers, the waitresses.
Yeah.
I'm just attracted to the very attractive misfits out there. Yeah. And she told me something that surprised me not one bit. And that is... 90% of her customers, 90% of their time.
Just want to talk.
Just want to talk. Mm-hmm. That's all they want to do. They think they want sex, but then it's hard for them to get in a transactional mindset. And what they really are is feeling lonely.
There's a lot of lonely people out there.
Loneliness is a disease that is ripping our society apart.
I really believe it.
I really believe that a lot of the wackiness that's going on in this country has to do with very lonely people trying to make sense out of a very life that includes a lot of suffering.
I know. Did you see this? I saw this in the news the other day about the dating sites. Now people are going to like one sheets, you know, or resumes.
Resumes.
Yes, and they're sending those, and there's sites out there now or groups, I guess, that you can join that where you can send out like a full resume about yourself.
Like a resume, like here's where I worked, or a resume about myself?
A resume about yourself.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, but
there's no swiping or whatever. It's just kind of like, here, I'm putting this in the database. If somebody's interested,
wow,
contact.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at TCB Podcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
I was just reading this article. There's a group, I think it's a small but vocal group of young people out there that call themselves Puritans, which means that they have no interest in sex. They don't want to get involved in the dating scene. They are basically, they're not asexual, because that is a actual type of
thing.
Sexual proclivity is asexual. Like, I'm not interested in sex at all for any reason whatsoever with whomever. That's not what this is. But what this is a real disinterest in the dating game, the relationship game, and the sex that comes with it. Mm-hmm. They actually don't want to have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call themselves Puritans, or some people call other people Puritans, which is so interesting to me, but I don't necessarily think it's a great thing. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to go have sex, certainly as a teenager, like it's touch and go when you're a teenager. But as I found out at the tender young age of 14, sex can be fun and good and lead to lots of interesting stuff. I think it also helps you develop as a person when you get out there and you're intimate with somebody else. There are real pluses to that, mainly touching boobies. But, you know,
it's a wild world out there.
It is a wild world.
I would not want to be in that world trying to navigate.
No. Chrissy, if you and I were on the dating scene,
maybe I would be a Puritan too. It's overwhelming.
I thank my lucky stars every day. When I even sense that Astrid is getting a little irritated with me, like I sense that there might be abandonment coming up.
You're like, support method?
I know. I go straight to my therapist. Yeah, save self. Yeah. I threaten to throw the commercial break in the trash. Take the kids out for a couple of hours. I call diamond stores.
You called me and said we can't record today.
That's right.
Astrid needs a break.
Sometimes I do that.
And I'm in full support.
Absolutely. Like, sometimes I just know.
Sense it. Yeah.
I sense it. That like a whole day with these 12 children we have is going to send her over the edge. So I just need to stay home, be present, and take care of the kids. Because
good
the last thing that I want to do is lose Astrid, but the second to last thing that I want to do is be on the dating scene. I would be a mess. No one wants to date.
Can you
this
imagine home. You and I
no,
now back
no, no,
out
no,
like
no,
we
no.
were years
no.
ago?
No. We'd no. be under arrest. We'd be incarcerated.
We didn't get arrested then.
Yeah.
But now we're
it's a whole different world.
Older. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
I don't think I can talk my way out of the police as well as
that's
I
right.
used to.
That's right. Chrissy destroyed a $1,000 drum set.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I think just a whole different animal out there these days.
It is.
It really is. And one of the, I was watching some dating related content for the show. One of the girls said, so many of my friends are so uninterested in the dating scene because it is so transactional these days.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, if you're not everything I ever wanted in everybody, then you're done. And I'm going to ghost you. It just depends on when I ghost you.
Well, I know. And I have watched those dating shows too, like that are on Netflix. And I mean, people have lists. It's
yes.
like this huge list of things you have to have. I don't remember. I remember like thinking I wanted a person I was attracted to.
Yep.
And a person that was a good person.
Yes.
It was kind to children and animals. Like, but other than that, I didn't have like some big list.
We got this friend.
Like, you have to have all of these things. You have to hit all the points. You're never going to find anybody.
Never. And that's, I don't even think.
And also, that person could become the person that is everything on your list if you just give them a shot in the beginning.
Yes. It's not about finding the perfect person.
You're not.
It's about,
no, we're not.
That's right.
No one's perfect.
It's about finding the perfect person for you.
Yes.
The person that supports you. The person that cares about you. The person that doesn't bounce on your anxieties, your insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's willing to be their own person so you both are healthy.
Right.
The person who doesn't, you know, drag on every piece of energy that you have but lifts you up when you need some energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I exactly. have this friend. And he has this list in his head of everything that he needs to have in a relationship, including she has to be a perfect 10. She's got to be fucking Emily Ratajkowski or Lana Del Rey or, you know, whoever, Taylor Swift. She's got to be the most beautiful woman in the world. And then she's got to cook and clean. And then she's got to, and then she's got to, and then she's got to. One of my friends said to this person one time, and it was really sharp, but it, I think the point was well made, which is, you're a 5.2 looking for a 10.7. Like you're looking for someone that is so out of your range because no one really is a 10.7. No one.
No, there's always someone more beautiful. There's always some better looking, more handsome, whatever. But it's all about the eye of the beholder too. Like, you know, I mean, I think having a beautiful, I think something that's beautiful is being like just a really good person and kind and good to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, it's your friend Paul. Remember Paul the painter? Paul the painter from way back when. You know, I told you were scared of pussy? Let me give you another idiom you can use. Ready? Show me a hot girl, and I'll show you a guy who's sick of fucking her.
Yeah.
He used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
He used to go, we'd be at a bar somewhere, and I'd be like, wow, that girl is so good looking. And he'd go, I know a guy somewhere out there is sick of fucking that girl. And I'd be like, what do you know about anything? You know what? He was so right.
Yeah.
He was always right. Paul the painter was like the Wayne Dyer
sage.
Of drunk
painters.
You didn't
even know
I had
back
no
in
idea.
The day.
Yeah. Two things he said to me and they've stuck with me my entire life. You're at the age where you're scared of pussy. Show me a hot girl and I'll show you someone who's sick of fucking her. Speaking of sick of fucking her, speaking of finding your perfect 10, Chrissy, one of the episodes that we have gotten a lot of commentary on over the years, because we did this so many years ago, I say so many years ago, it was like 3 years ago, we did an episode about a guy who fell in love with his car. Do you remember this?
Oh, yes.
And people loved it. They ate up
oh,
this
really?
Content. Yeah, there's, and still to this day, we get, sometimes we'll get emails or text messages about this particular
episode.
Is it the
Strange Addiction? My Strange Addiction.
My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a My Strange Addiction
no,
show
or. It was
or,
just like about being in love with inanimate
yeah,
objects.
Objectophiles is what they call
okay.
them. Objectophiles. People who fall in love with inanimate objects. Now you can imagine.
A roller coaster. A car.
The lady who fell in love with the roller
table.
Coaster is the funniest thing.
The fence.
Yes. Remember the lady who fell in love with the roller coaster brought another
yes.
objectophile with her. And while one was fucking the roller coaster, when I mean fucking, she was fucking the roller coaster. She was putting grease, the roller coaster grease down her pants.
Who let her into that park, by the way, the theme park?
It was closed for the season.
Yeah.
I guess she managed to.
Now that I think
don't know,
about it.
You know, there's some jackhole. It was in Germany, by the way. There's some jackhole in Germany. It was like, this is going to be funny. We're going to watch a lady fuck a roller coaster. But she brought another objectophile who she knew from a like a group online. And that person, while she was fucking the roller coaster, she fell in love with a fence.
She got attracted. She hooked up.
It's just so funny. The same lady who fell in love with the Eiffel Tower. She married a lamp.
Yeah.
I love lamp. I think that's the name of the episode. I love lamp. So this gentleman that we reviewed as a part of this kind of week of objectophile material that we did, there was a gentleman, he fell in love with like a Ford Taurus or something. And he was really in love with this Ford Taurus. I mean, he was fucking its tailpipe. He was all over this Ford Taurus. He is back.
I don't think it was a Taurus. I think it was a little sexier than that.
I think it was pretty. We'll find out because we're about to watch.
Oh, okay.
He is back. My Strange Addiction is back with new episodes. Ooh. After years of not doing new episodes, all of a sudden on TLC, they're back to doing new episodes. And some of these episodes are actually, where are they now?
Oh.
And
I do want to see where they are now.
As a part of that, they visit this guy who fell in love with this car.
I love it.
Would you like to do a catch up on this guy?
I would. I do have to say that my friend Kimmy, who's a friend of the show as well, texted me a little while back and she goes, I'm watching this show called My Strange Addiction. And this woman is addicted to eating the foam out of the car seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, it's a long road to get to there.
It's a long road from I don't like carrots. I'm eating foam out of the back seat of my car. I saw one today because I was.
What about the rocks?
Someone was eating rocks. Someone was eating. I found a new one. Someone's eating dirty diapers.
What?
Dirty diapers.
Do not tell me. We can't watch that one.
Oh, please.
Please don't.
What are you talking about? Of course we're going to watch that.
Don't.
Not today, but
please
we'll watch it. Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And let's do a little catch up with this guy who was falling in love with his car. And when I say falling in love with his car, I mean he fell in love with his car by fucking it. Like, this is not someone who says, I really like my car. This is someone who says, I really want to jizz on my car, which is a whole
he's
different
kissing
animal.
The steering wheel.
Yes, he's licking the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. He's got that tongue going like that guy in the Russian Mail Order Bride documentary. All right, let's take a listen.
Okay.
My name is.
We're in the country having fun. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
My name is Nathaniel. I'm 27 years old.
Well, it's been 10 years since we saw Nathaniel, and he still didn't figure out how to grow a mustache.
He's 27 now?
He's 27?
He was 17 then?
I guess.
He seems looked like one of those guys that was from our dating.
Yeah, he looked 40 last time. He actually looks younger now.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that stash he's got going on.
I'm in a serious relationship with my car.
Let me ask you a question. If you got a TV crew coming over to film you, right? And you have a mustache that has not grown whatsoever, like wispy little hairs. Looks like you're basically 17 trying to grow a mustache.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just shave it off?
Yes.
Just go for it?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Give that. He's now tongue-kissing his car.
Oh, my God.
That is a Ford Taurus, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship
with a car. You don't often see the red Ford Taurus.
That he's named Chase.
Do they even make those anymore?
Ford Tauruses?
Yeah.
I think they do have a new version of the Ford Taurus. But yeah, that might be like that might be like a Mitsubishi. Everyone had a Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
Best-selling car of 1990.
Based in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
Love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant.
First time I wrapped my balls around that stick shift, I couldn't imagine being with anybody else.
Did he say his? Because so then that means it's a gay car.
Yeah.
Love.
No, it's a male car. Yeah. Okay. We learned that last time we did it. Not only this.
I thought it was a girl last time.
No.
Okay.
No.
Connection.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build.
He has the same mustache going on in that picture when he was a teenager.
He does.
Model cars. But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle lines and curves. I'll give him a kiss here. And just kind of caress him down the side.
My initial reaction was...
Nathaniel's roommate. The lady talking is Nathaniel's roommate.
I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
So on the screen, it says objectophilia is when a person develops a strong emotional and sexual relationship with an inanimate object. Some cases of this include attractions to roller coasters, an elevator, and the Eiffel Tower, which, by the way, elevator. I think we're all three. It's one lady, or they're all three. I didn't see the elevator either. That would have been interesting. Right. I could see wanting to whack going off in down. An elevator. Go. Going down.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do. But I just absolutely love Chase. We always have such a good time together.
How can you have a good time with a car? What exactly are you doing? I mean, I like a good drive as much as the next guy. But I'm not thinking about putting my dick in the glove compartment.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We talked about this before. They don't talk back. They don't.
No, it's true.
Know.
It's an easy lover.
You can do whatever you want with them.
Yeah, they're easy lovers.
They're easy to control, too.
They don't go anywhere without your permission.
He likes a lot of the same music I do. Yeah. We have a favorite song. It's Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, isn't who can argue REO Speedwagon? Yes, yeah. Who doesn't sing along to a good REO Speedwagon song? And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I just want to stick my dick inside your door. Put the pedal to the floor. Treat you like a whore. Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I do get in guess how you buy something for your fiance or your wife. And then usually for his birthday, I try to do something special for him too.
I get him one of those oil changes from the Nice Oil Change place.
Oh, the $50 one.
I give him a $60 filter.
Favorite date would be going to the lookout area.
The lookout
just
area.
Just lean against him a little and just be with him mainly. Love you.
I don't even know how I would deal with someone.
No.
You know, if they're part of your family, you have to love them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, but
I do have to say this, though. I understand that it's odd and that we're having fun with it. But at the end of the day, like Nathaniel's not hurting anybody.
No.
He just finds comfort in his car. A lot of comfort. Like, stick your dick in it kind of comfort. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But like, he's just a guy who's fallen in love with
just a guy in
inanimate
a car.
Object. Just a guy.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
But Nathaniel's relationship with Chase goes beyond dates and presents.
We have our times when we get sexual.
Does that feel good? You're handsome, man.
How does the producers get him to do this? We're going to turn all the lights off, Nathaniel. Now, here's what I want you to
it's
do.
Night time outside. Get in the car. Turn the lights off. And we're going to need you to make out.
You think it's like a porn movie? Like, we're going to have to shoot the money shot from multiple angles. So, you ready? Are you ready?
Love you, baby.
What do we do the most often?
By the way, remember when we talked about not throwing away your high school ring? Nathaniel's wearing his high school ring.
As I like to lean over his fender and across his hood and do little things like that. And kind of press up against him.
I just think for sanitary purposes, this isn't working for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're the one that cleans it, though, I suppose, you know, he probably gives it a good wax and polish before he gives it a good wax and polish.
He definitely gives it a good wax.
And rub against him like that. One of his more bold positions is for me to be underneath.
This is like an F1 Formula One car.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe I'd fuck it.
That. Yeah.
Maybe I'd fuck it. Maybe.
But this, not.
I think a sex doll is as close as I've ever come to being attracted to an inanimate object. And I've never actually had one. I just see them on TV.
Yeah.
But I've seen videos where guys are like, make full blown.
We reviewed them.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh. The commercial break.
You heard it here last.
You heard it here last. Sending you all the important information you need to know.
You know I hate interrupting Brian when he's yammering, but he's always yammering, so it's kind of my only option. Anyway, it is about that time for me to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com, text us at 855-TCB-8383, and check out our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at tcbpodcast on TikTok. Go on. Brian needs this. And don't forget to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited videos. I promise you're going to love them. Also, it would mean the world to us if you'd support us by supporting our sponsors. So let's have a listen to them, and then we'll get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
He really likes that. It's very special to make love to Chase.
I love you.
I am worried for my friend because it's not normal. And
he's going to get his dick stuck in the fan belt one of these days. I'm going to have to extricate him from the underside of the Grundle carriage.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't even know if all of a sudden my best friend Mary was like,
I'd like to fuck
your
car.
I've left Bob.
For the tailpipe of my Mercedes.
Yes. I don't even know how I don't know what
I know, but
say.
Aren't there women who like jump on top of the washing machine?
Well, that's for like a vibration. That's separate
I
than
mean,
this.
Is it really like all that much different?
Yes.
It is?
Very.
Okay.
You may have people that don't understand and make fun of you.
Like those fuckers on the commercial break.
Yeah, but you're living in nowhere, Arkansas, so you can be alone with your love.
Yeah, and by the way, if you don't want people to find out that you're fucking your car, don't volunteer to do, first of all, a documentary on TLC, and then a follow-up 5 years later.
Nathaniel's so attached to Chase, he rarely lets anyone else drive him, and never lets Chase out of his sight for more than 24 hours.
There have been times it brought tears to my eyes because I wasn't with him at work. His picture's on my desktop, so I see his face all the time.
It's not a face, that's a hood, bro. It
really bothers me when he gets dinged or scraped.
He works at AutoZone.
If something were to happen to Chase, my heart would just stop. I just have to gather myself here. I'm sorry for all that.
I am concerned for Nathaniel emotion-wise. I think life would be easier if he did change.
Love you.
Love
you can't
too.
Just change the fact you're an objectophile, I'm sure.
Me too.
Yeah. Meep, meep. Love you, baby. Meep, meep. You click the little panic alarm. Woo, woo.
Nathaniel's roommate.
The mist, you hit the mist function
on the front windshield wipers. Yeah. Here, you know how they have those vibrators that you can like run Bluetooth?
Yes.
Well, I have a car that you can start remotely. What if you just start her up every once in a while? I'm going to give her a good orgasm. Turn her on and off.
Him is one of the few people who know the full extent of his love life.
I guess the reason I don't tell a lot of people
Sorry
is
for
because
Kim.
I don't know. Seems like it might be the most exciting thing going on in Kim's life is the fact that her roommate is fucking her car.
I don't know the response I'm going to get. I always worry about that little bit of disgust that somebody may have.
But Nathaniel's biggest fear is how his relationship could affect his career as a customer service technician.
I mean, if customer service technician... We find the stupidest names for jobs, don't we? It's customer service technician.
Everybody found out and I'd be worried that it may affect my job, but I love him to death.
I just want to take Disney Junior off my cable package.
Hey, wait, are you that guy that likes the love of the car?
Well, sir, you can't take Disney Junior off the package. You committed to 3 years with our cable company, number one. Number two, excuse me while I masturbate to this picture of my car. I'm technically a technician.
A technician. Customer service
I
technician.
I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Good night, baby. Love you.
Beep, beep.
27-year-old Nathaniel has been in an intimate relationship with his car, Chase.
Now and then I get a little bit hot under
nearly 5 years. His roommate Kim is one of the few people who knows the truth. But she's concerned about how Nathaniel will hold up when people find out about his relationship and wants Nathaniel to get help.
How's Chase doing? Is he running good?
Yeah, he's actually running really good.
Good, good. How y'all getting along? Is he still jealous of you walking the car lots in the afternoons on Saturday? Good, good. Listen, I have some real concerns that you're actually insane.
Good, good.
Good, good. I brought a couple of your family members here. This is an intervention. Good, good.
These cameras here are part of
How do you feel about being locked away for 18 to 24 months?
good.
I'm just here to help.
Remember the first time you told me?
Yeah, I remember that. It was I was really nervous about that.
When he first told me, I was a little shocked. But when I told him, I'll always accept you as a friend. But not everybody in this world is the same. He doesn't know what the people are going to say.
It's a hard road, literally.
It's a hard road. It's a hard, long, literally. Long, hard road. Sometimes you leak a little oil or jizz all over yourself.
If a stranger walked up to you, how would you describe what exactly it is you have with Chase?
We have an intimate relationship as far as emotionally and sexually. There's just
Are you seeing
connection.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Chase.
Yeah, I'm seeing this guy named Chase. Oh, really? Where is Chase tonight? He's out in the parking lot. Well, that's kind of rude. Why'd
from?
You leave him there?
Michigan.
He's from Japan. Came over here on a boat. It's a true love story. International love story.
In there, that's indescribable.
Are you afraid no about some visa people needed. Finding
no.
out?
Yeah, not in this situation.
Still on my mind, but I got to live the life like I want to and not worry about what other people think.
I was just kind of interested if you'd be willing to see a therapist. When people make fun of you, maybe this therapist could help you deal with the other people that think that you shouldn't be like this.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like Nathan much gives a shit about what other people think about it, and nor should he. Fucking cared. Good, good. You know I'll always accept you the way that you are, except in this one circumstance where I'd like you to change completely who you are. I mean, what kind of friend is that? Who cares? He's fucking a car. Okay. Yeah. It's a little weird. It's hard to wrap your head around.
You didn't have to call TLC.
Yeah, you don't have to call TLC for an update.
I think Kim wants mainly me just to be happy. And I feel lucky to have Kim in my life as a friend.
I am worried for Nathaniel.
Well, Kim, give it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Give him a taste of what a real woman's all about.
Always have been. Always will be.
27-year-old Nathaniel and his car, Chase.
The reason this is, I've cut out all the commercials. There's a reason why this narrator keeps on repeating some of this stuff is because I'm cutting out the commercials.
Been in a relationship for 5 years.
You're a handsome man.
They've kept their romance a secret from most people.
Sorry. Is he actually saying they have kept their romance a secret from most people? Hey, Darlene, come here. This car just honked at me. I think this is Morse code. I was in the army. Let me decode it. I am being held hostage by a strange man in Arkansas. I think this car's trying to tell me something. It's chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh my God.
But today, Nathaniel has decided to reveal everything to his father.
Well, yeah, of course. Uh-oh, he's
telling
Dad.
Nathaniel asked me to come up here. Basically, he had something that he wanted to tell me. I don't know exactly what it's about, but I'd like to know what's going on.
This seems like the kind of dad that really gets involved in his son's life. You know what I'm saying?
On in his life.
Oh, my God. I've got something to tell you. I'm in love with a man.
Yeah, and it's a car.
And it's a car.
Welcome to the family, son.
Yep.
Important I want to talk to you about.
All right.
I'm just
As he's waxing the car, he's telling his dad.
Well, he finds comfort in it, so he's
the curves, yeah, the caresses.
Now listen, honey, I'm gonna get you all dressed up and sparkly for Dad. Dad's coming over, and this is our one chance to impress
Meet
him.
Meet the parents.
Yes, don't be leaking any oil on the driveway.
And I guess I'm in an intimate relationship with Chase, sexually and emotionally.
You're in an intimate relationship with your car?
Yes.
And sexually with your car?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes.
How does that work? How can you have sex with a car?
Mainly it's just a lot of just rubbing up against him.
That's okay. Why I'm watching
That's why I got my hands all over him right now. You notice my boner, Dad? I love this car. That's a kind of understanding dad born in the 50s that every human being hopes to have. Yeah. You're a car. You said a car? Are you crazy, son? I'm going to get your dick checked by a doctor.
And it involves masturbating as well.
Okay. So you rub up against it or, I mean, I guess like right now, does this turn you on?
Yes.
Yes. I have a full hard on right now, Dad.
It's hard to comprehend him sitting in a car somewhere and masturbating to it or with it. I don't know. I guess it's disbelief, but at the same time, he's my son. Was it because
yeah.
of...
Well,
I mean, what are you going to yeah. do?
No, there's nothing you do. You love your son no matter what. No matter what.
Of course.
Even if he's fucking the family car.
The divorce between me and your mom that did any of this?
I feel like that may have played a small part in it. I mean, it wasn't your fault and it wasn't mom's fault. We just couldn't spend a lot of time. Sorry that I had to...
Don't apologize.
This on you.
I mean, I don't condemn you over it. I just don't understand. That's my biggest thing.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about seeing somebody? I mean...
Like an actual human being? It's got an actual dick you could have sex with? I mean, I'm just asking some questions here, son. Try to get to the bottom of what's going on. Actually, upon further review, the father's not handling this too badly, actually.
I
give credit to the dad. Of course, he's got six television cameras with him.
Yeah, he's on camera.
And I don't mean that in a mean way, but you think about it, I mean...
Yeah, I'd be okay with that, as long as it's not to change me.
Well, no.
Just mainly just to get some insight. My dad actually reacted a lot better than I'd hoped. I know he has his doubts as far as he doesn't quite understand everything, but I'm actually happy with my life, and I don't see a need to change.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that absolutely...
Worse could be happening.
Much worse could be happening.
Yes.
Could be work at the hot bone massage place.
Yep. Nathaniel and his car, Chase, have been in a secret relationship for nearly 5 years.
Morning, baby. Love you.
But Nathaniel's father is worried how his unusual romance will affect his life and convince Nathaniel to see a therapist.
So tell me what brings you in to see me today.
Well...
You see, I got a big old boner for a red lady out there. Well, now, using the word red lady is a pretty outdated language there, son. No, I'm serious. It's a red Ford Taurus, and I like to have sex with it. I am not that kind of therapist. I work in Arkansas, son.
I'm an intimate relationship with my car, Chase.
Okay.
Emotionally and sexually.
Okay. You feel like you guys are a couple?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Very strongly.
Okay. So I'd love to meet Chase, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Well, sure, just play along with the delusion, Doc.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
So how does it feel when other people ride in Chase with you?
I just always think in my mind, I hope they don't do anything to hurt him.
For Nathaniel, the biggest negative is going to be rejection and social
stigma.
The biggest rejection is when he gets his balls caught in the gas tank.
But we worry that he's going to lose friends, he's going to lose a support network, that he could even lose his job because he's socially not acceptable.
I don't think he's going to lose Kim.
No.
And I don't think he's going to lose his job. I don't see why. There was
why?
Grounds
what does it
for
matter?
Firing.
Yeah, when you're a customer service technician, you're really getting under the hood, no pun intended, and tweaking around those customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why does it matter? You can be a customer service technician, I'm pretty sure, and fucking a car. And if you're good at your job, it doesn't matter that you're fucking a car. I think the doctor is right and wrong at the same time. I think he's right that it may not be so, it's obviously not socially acceptable to be in love with, married to, fucking your car. That's not something that we as human beings are hardwired to understand.
And I think he should keep it secret. They should keep it secret.
The two of them.
That keep it a secret.
They're like the Capulets and the Montagues, right? They got to keep their secrets from their parents.
Have you ever had a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
I've had girlfriends in the past, and it's always been hard. It's never worked out, I guess, because of that piece of me is still attached to cars.
So one of the things that is really kind of a new field of understanding is that this may be what we call an orientation. There's essentially heterosexual and homosexual, and then there's what we call a objectum sexual, that people have a desire for relationships.
Throw another one into the mix. That book is just getting bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Sorry.
There's nothing to be ashamed about as we're all starting to understand the many different sexual prerogatives of so many human beings on Earth. It's really hard to wrap your head around it.
Yes.
But just know this. As Chrissy and I have always said on the show, and we will continue to say, if you like it, so does someone else.
Exactly.
If you're into it, so is someone else.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
To as long as their it's own.
Two consenting adults.
Right.
Or, you know, 4x4s.
Or a car.
2x4s.
Or a car that's over 21.
As long as a car is over 21 years old and there's, you know, They say yes or honk twice
in
for yes.
In Arkansas, it's younger, though.
Yeah, it's 16 in Arkansas, but, you know, they're working on it over there, just trying to get up to speed.
With objects, in the same way that some people have relationships with a man or a woman.
Yeah, if that fits me, I feel like, perfectly, in a way.
Okay. Do you imagine Chase being part of your life for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I'd like him to be. I really would.
Okay. Now, a lot of people's reaction is going to be that this is perverted.
I think that's what makes me hesitant to tell people.
Mm. Well, I think it's really important for you to begin thinking, okay, how are you going to deal with these situations?
I don't think it's perverted at all. I mean, I don't think it's perverse.
No.
He finds something attractive about the curves of this car, and he's given it a personality. It's kind of like when a kid has an imaginary friend that also drives them down the street and to the grocery store, and then they have sex with the stick shift. It's not unlike that at all, Chrissy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think there's, it's not perverted.
No.
It's just life.
Yeah, like what? If I was fucking my MacBook, that would be, clearly
don't
perverted.
Don't get any ideas.
Oh, you don't even know. See that printer right there from 1996? There's a reason why that thing's hung around. It's because when late at night, when the lights go down, you know what I do? Stick my dick in it.
I feel I'm gonna.
I like the heat of that light going off it as I'm copying something.
I have to face those situations where people are making fun, and I'll try to deal with those the best as I can as they come.
I don't even know that anybody would fully believe. Like, I don't think anybody's going to get deep enough into this for someone to make fun of it. I mean, they'll just be like, he loves his car. Like, yeah. He loves his car.
Yeah, no one's going to get deep enough to make fun of it, except for two idiots on the commercial break.
Well, you did a documentary.
True.
Now he's done a documentary.
True.
I bet
the car did not consent to this. Did they get a waiver?
No, they didn't get a waiver, but they should, because I think that car needs an agent, actually.
Yes.
Let's call Matt and get him on board.
The relationship with Chase, and I'm very proud of that.
Nathaniel's relationship with Chase is stronger than ever. He plans to continue to see the therapist.
I show Chase affection in a lot of ways. I hug him all the time. I kiss him. But the first sexual urges I had towards him weren't really right off the bat. I'd say we probably started the sexual part about a year after we met.
You start slow.
You got to work your way into it. That's right. Nothing worth doing comes easy, Nathan. You got it. You got the vibe.
I had to build up my confidence as far as in just being comfortable to do something with him. The first time we ever got intimate was...
You had to build up your confidence to do something with him?
You got
to
get the nerve.
Wow, he really sees this as an actual relationship.
Yeah. When I was at home, and it was late at night, I guess. It was pretty dark outside, and it was really special.
I was drunk.
I was drunk, and I just put brand new 93 octane in him. We were all having a good night. All right, listen.
Liquid courage.
Liquid courage. Big changes coming to the show, so stay tuned. We would love to hear your input. So I'd like you to do us a favor. So many of you have been writing in Ask TCB, and we love those Ask TCBs. We want to add another layer to this, which is we want to hear your voice asking the question. So 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3, 626-ASK-TCB-3, toll free anywhere in the world. You can now call that phone number and leave us your Ask TCB question. Remember, we may use your voice if you leave us a message, and it's probably not wise to leave your own name, like don't use your actual name, if you don't want people to know who you are. So, 626-ASK-TCB-3, please go ahead, call that phone number, leave us your Ask TCB, give us your best shot, as fucked up, wacky, and wild as you possibly can. We have literally heard it all on the show. Until, of course, one of you sends us another voicemail where we go, what the fuck was he thinking? You want bad advice? You want my mom to answer your question? You have sexual problems in bed? You just want to know something about the show? 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. We'd love to hear from you. You can go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. You can ask for your sticker. Go to the Contact Us page. Hit the drop-down menu that says, I want my sticker. Send us your physical address. We will send you that sticker. Merch alert. Merch on the way. Keep an eye on it. tcbpodcast.com. You can also find all the audio and all the video there. at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Text us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. Either of those phone numbers, but one's for voicemail, one's for text message. Totally confusing. Don't worry, we'll figure it out as we go along.
Just go to the website.
Yeah. Also, you want to join us?
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. We're doing great here, Chrissy. Doing great. Also, you want to be a big part of our text message group? Send us your phone number. We'll join you into the WhatsApp group. So many people have already done that, by the way.
That's great news.
YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak, fully edited episodes. Either have I. It hasn't started yet. So, all right, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you
out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.